This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger, that's all.
10 lines before the Gemara spreads. A little piece at the end of the second parak. You have to finish first. Omar Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yehuda, Isha lo solush. A woman should not knead the dough for matzahs. Ela be mayim shalona. Only with mayim shalona. Now mayim shalona could mean our water. Or it could mean something else. Water that lasts overnight, and you take it out of the well and let it lodge overnight because the wells were warm. And you take it, and we don't want warm water to knead the dough because it becomes fermented, becomes hummus. You take it out and let it cool off in the cool of the night. The Rosha Rav Masna, he said that the Rosha Bapapunoy, he said, remember, you want to make matzahs, make with Mayim Shalona. The next day, all of them brought their buckets. Also, the guy came to him. Only they said, how long? Give us mine. Give us your water. He said, mayim shalom, our water. Only he said, mayim de bisum, water that lodged overnight outside of the well. That's what I meant. Long to me, that lodged outside of the well. The wells were warm in that season. Now, see, so I went above it. And therefore, take the water outside, it cools off, because it's better to knead the dough for masses in cold water, it shouldn't ferment so fast. Say that. She shouldn't knead the dough in the sunshine, because it warms up and ferments fast. Or in water that was warmed in the sunshine. If there was a bucket of water standing outside and the sun is shining on it, you can't use that water to make the masses. Or water that's scooped up from the reservoir in the stove. Inside the stove, there was a big container where water is kept all the time. You know, the stove has been out and I've been burning for a long time. Nevertheless, the water in that stove retains a little bit of warmth. And therefore, you shouldn't take water from there. That's one thing. She shouldn't take her hands out of the stove. That's where she's pasting the dough. She used to paste the dough on the inside of the stove in order to bake it. Until she finishes all the work to making the bread ready. It means the masa is ready. And if she starts pasting it, she can't do something else, because in the meantime, the dough will ferment. So she shouldn't take her hands out of that place where she's sticking the dough on the side of the stove until she finishes the whole business. She needs two separate kelim of water. But one from which she takes water to smear on the dough. She should smear the surface of the dough with cold water to make it smooth. And another keli of water, she cools off her hands. But the hands shouldn't become hot in handling the dough. And we have to have two separate ones because you don't want the dough to get into the water and ferment. Become chametz. They have two separate keli. Boiler asked a question. Suppose she was over and she did knead the dough in water that's warm. Warmed in the sun, for instance, or she needed in the sunshine. What would be the din be the eved? Malzuta mamuta, because after all, it's not really hot water; it's only a shash. And Rav Ashi amen osim. Oma malzuta menor amino. How do I know there's muta? The time you learn, ein loisus in aser be pesach. You cannot wash the barley on pesach before grinding it into flour, because washing it makes it softer and it tends to ferment, become chametz. The emulosas, because he did wash the barley, nizbaku, and the barley became swollen and split because the gas of fermentation caused it to split. That's a sign it became chametz. Asurim. Emulonizbaku, they didn't split as muta. So we see, as long as we don't see any simonim of chimutz, with the evet is muta. Olachatil, he shouldn't have done it. Here also, the dough, if you don't see any simonim, that the dough is becoming chametz. There are certain simanim you should know, like it's becoming silver or cracks in it. Those simanim in the dough that is becoming chametz. So although chatchila, it was wrong to knead it with that warmer kind of water, but we have a discussion. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi, you're bringing your proof from there to here. It's a different subject there. All to kulu, and you said all of the dinim, chodem, bechisa, machsir, with one weave, you weave all of them? It means everything has the same kind of texture? Over there, it tells us, bideva is muta. Hey, chaditma, what we learned that is muta, we learned that is muta. It says there, you shouldn't wash the barley, and if it didn't split, it's muta. So he told us, beferesh, bideva is muta. But hey, chaditma, we didn't learn, in the case where she used the warm water of the sun and to make the matzahs, doesn't say bedeva is muta. Wait, but he didn't say that's muta. So maybe it's also bedeva. Say that.
Before we begin the subject, is Chomes Mukshe and Chomes Domer by the Taruvus. These two subjects. Chomes Mukshe is Chomes, which is not usually considered fit to eat. It's an in-between state. And that needs specifying various kinds. Because you have to be told, which is called Mukshe, which is not called Mukshe. Chomes Mukshe, Mukshe is the word kosher, hard, which means not really fit to eat, but it's not entirely spoiled. That's one kind of chomets. Another chomets we're discussing in this parak is chomets goma, real chomets, al yedei taruvus, that mixed into a non-chomets food. And the question is, what is the status of these two things, mukshe and chomets goma, al yedei taruvus? Now some hold they have the same status, and some hold they're two different dini for each one. And we're learning this parak, our side. The Elu and the Pesach. On the following things, we're Elu and Pesach. Now some say Elu means we transgress, and some say Elu means you have to get rid of it. Or you have to pass away. You have to get rid of it. Kuta Chababli, Babylonian sour cream, and Babylonian too, sour cream, and put in bread, and let it become moldy. The bread became moldy, and the sour cream became jelly rotten. We can see that delicacy. Which is a big delicacy. Only in Eretz Yisrael, they used to spit when he mentioned Kuta Chabal. But there's chomets in it. There's real chomets. It's chomets gomur, ayyadei tarus. Real chomets mixed in. The Shechar HaMordi, it's beer of Mordai, means they have barley or other grain, it makes beer. Now that's not all chomets, but it's mixed in something else. It's mixed in the water, just a taste of the beer. A taste of the barley is in the water. That's chomets gomer adi tavulis. The chomets ho edoimi and vinegar from Edom, that's wine, in which they put in barley grains, and the barley grains fermented, and sour the wine made vinegar. So what do you have here? You have barley mixed into wine. It's again chomets gomer, adi tavulis. The zitun hamitzri. It's obviously, we'll see later what that means. The zomen shel tzavoy, and the paste of dyers, those who dye, mix the dye with the paste so the dye should stick. And that paste has chametz. The amelon shel tzavoy, that's a starch of those who work in kitchen. Tzavoy means work in the kitchen. So they use a certain starch as a lid. They make a lid out of starch on top of a boiling pot of food, and the lid that starch lid absorbs the froth that boils up from the pot. The colon shall sefer, and the paste of sefer, and the paste together, parchment, that paste is chometz. Now this chometz is not tahubis, but it's chometz that's somewhat spoiled. Since it's made for paste, it's not fit for people to eat, but it's not entirely spoiled. That's nuksha. The same applies to amelin shel tabochim. It's also nuksha. When we talked about the previous things, was chometz mixed in, like chometz ha'edim, it's wine of edim with grains, real grains inside of it. The grains became fermented, became chometz, and the grains caused the wine to sour. So that's chometz goma, real chometz, al yedei ta'uris. It's mixed in. Chometz goma, real chometz, al yedei ta'uris. That's mixed in. But now we're talking about nuksha, not chometz goma that's mixed in. It's chometz, no mixture. The chometz itself is not fit to eat. That's what we're discussing here. Amelo shall tabokan and kulmo shall sefer. All these things we say, you have to get rid of them. Whether it's chometz goma, are they tahubis? You have to get rid of them, and some burn your oiva on them. It's an aveira to eat them. What the aveira is, we'll have to see soon. And also chometz nuksha. Now keep in mind, if a person eats real chometz, he's chayav kares. If he eats chometz gomer, al yedei ta'uvitz, he's not chayav kares. At most, he's chayav alav. And nukshe, some say it's chayav alav, some say about even chayav alav, some say it's only the rabbana. So we have three categories of chometz now, remember. Real chometz, or is chometz ve'em, these are chayav kares. Chometz goma, al yedei ta'uvitz, is a lav. Nukshe, that's chometz not mixed in, but it's spoiled, not fit to eat entirely, like paste, flour paste. So some say it's midrabonim, not midrash at all. And some say it's also midrash with a lav. I'll talk it over before we go on. Gemara explains, also a hair remover used by women, it's a certain flour paste that they put on where there's hair, and then when it dries they pull it off. It pulls out the hair. Now that's also nukshe. It's chometz, but it's in such a form that it's not eaten by anybody. Zeaklav, well, the Mishnah sums up. Kol shehu mimin dog, anything that is of the species of dog. Now, dogon means five kinds of grain. Chitin, wheat, seven barley, kusmin, spelt, shebele, shuho, and that's oats, and sheep, and that's rye. Just these five can be chometz. Also, matzah can be made from these five. Any other grain, you can make matzah out of them, and they're not chometz. Any other grain is not chometz. So, min dogo means these five kinds. Chitin, soyrin, kusmin, shebele leshul, and shipun. These are five kinds. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. These are the five kinds of dogon. So anything that's on these five kinds of dogon, have over the pesach. He's over on pesach. Now he says, have elu basar, they're with a lav. I mean, they're all over on a lav. They ain't behem shum kar, there's no karas on them, because either it's chometz gom, are they tavuvis, it's mixed in something else. Or it's nukshe, say that. Now the Mishnah just declared that it's a lot, not cause. Rashi learns that is Eva on Bal Yehoi also. Not only in eating their osa, but is in our Torah also to have them in his possession, Bal Yehoi. And Tosfos says, no, Bal Yehoi is not Eva, not on Chomets Nukshe, and not on Chomets Gemalei Tavlis. With the Rabban, you have to get rid of it. But in our Torah, not Eva, Bal Yehoi. Say that myself. Now we're going to skip almost a whole, more than an omer gemara, because it just discusses certain things. What's good to eat is not good to eat, not for us, right now.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.